Dark Lake, written by Sarah Bailey and read by Kate Hosking.
When I think back to that summer, something comes loose in my head. It's like a marble is bouncing around in there, like my brain is a pinball machine. I try not to let it roll around for too long. If I do, I end up going funny behind the eyes and in my throat, and I can't do normal things like order coffee or tie Ben's shoelaces. I know I should try to forget, move on. It's what I would tell someone else in my situation to do. Probably I should move away, leave Smithson. But starting over has never been a strength of mine. I have trouble letting go. During the day, it's not so bad. I'll be in the middle of doing something, and then my mind wanders to her, and the little ball ricochets through my head, and I stop talking in the middle of a sentence, or I forget to press the accelerator when the lights go green. Still, I can usually shake it away and keep going with whatever I was doing without anyone noticing. It's amazing what you can keep buried when you want to. But sometimes, late at night, I let myself think about what happened. Really think. I remember the throbbing heat. I remember the madness in my head and the fear that pulsed in my chest. And I remember Rosalind, of course. Always Rosalind. I lie flat on my back and she appears on my bedroom ceiling, playing across it like a lightless slideshow. I click through the images. Her in grade one with her socks pulled up high. Her walking down Ayres Road towards the bus stop, backpack bobbing. Her smoking a cigarette on the edges of the school oval. Her drunk at Kathy Roper's party, eyes heavy with dark liner. Her at our debutante ball, dressed in white. Her kissing him. Her lying on the autopsy table with her body splayed open. I can't even tell anymore whether the pictures are from my memories or ones I came across during the case. After a while, everything starts to blur together. A few times I've got it all mixed up and Ben ends up on my bedroom ceiling, sliced open on the autopsy table. When that happens, I get up, turn on the hallway lights and go into his room to check on him. Once it was all over, I promised to make a fresh start, to stop letting the past weigh me down. But it's been hard, harder than I thought it would be. So much happened that summer. It lives on inside me somehow, writhing around like a living beast. It's weird, but in a way, it's sort of like I miss her. I miss a lot of people.